This was the design team was having some trouble with keyboard sizes, and they had a reduced keyboard they were showing me. And so I ended up showing them my Data General 1, actually loaned it to them to show them you could have essentially a full size keyboard but in a smaller space, and this is how the problem had been solved. And that was one of the designs that actually Data General influenced Apple. And another was that the original laptops, the smaller laptops, the 100s and 140s, the original prototype had an open edge. And when I carried around in my backpack, pencils and stuff would get in there and turn it on and run the battery down before you got home. And so I ultimately convinced them that there had to be some way of the machine sealing itself because you just couldn't jam pencils in there. So this
But
is
did you
neat to
look at the
see.
compass as well, the grid
I
compass?
was going to tell you, the grid I was actually an OEM for.
Okay, because we have one
Yes, I
downstairs.
want to go down and see it. So we I started a secure
Wonder.
satellite business in 1981 with my father. And what we were doing, we were in Washington, and we would come out to Silicon Valley and sign up companies and take their products and then modify it back for the government. And so we went into the grid company, Grid Computers, I think they were called in those days, and convinced them to let us have all the government rights. And at one point I was briefing the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and they said, well, we'd order it, but only it had a unique feature of a bubble memory, which I don't think anybody else ever did again.
No, I'll show you the bubble
And
ROMs.
so for the mods that we had, they had to have this ability to smash the bubble in case they were captured. Because we were showing them they could parachute in. It was a magnesium case, ruggedized, and
In fact, we'll go downstairs and
everything.
take a look.
And IXO was one of our companies.
Oh, IXO.
Yeah,
It's coming
they were
up.
down in LA.
These are pretty rare, and I have a complete system with the printer and everything.
This, I wonder,
The
I may still have some
IXO.
data on this. I may even have one around. But we used to give demos, and we'd have a big screen TV, and we'd show you could get bank information and airline information and stuff using this. And people are going, oh, that's too futuristic. That'll never happen. But that was part of the demo. So we were doing this, grids, and then there was a company called Equatorial Communications in Mountain View that had small dishes. So now you had your data, and you had your computers and everything. It was really good
There's the
mixture.
DG1 EL with the bright
With
screen.
a brighter screen here.
And that's a walkabout, Data General
Oh,
walkabout,
I hadn't seen
which I
this one.
think were never sold.
Geez, I'd forgotten how big these were. I always thought of them as small, but you can see now they're heavy.
They're heavy.
But it was a really good product. I mean, I bought that when they first came out and used it for all the space station work I did.
Well, the Data General.
Yeah, it was just great.